Now, since our last show of the year is upon us, and it's also our last show of the decade, we thought we would do decade talk and look back at the aughts. The return music you heard there, Eminem, he was voted by Billboard magazine as the entertainer of the decade. And you look back at the aughts, we'll go through the best of and worst of lists that have come out here recently. I know for me, and for just about everybody, when you look back at the aughts, the standout moment, I don't want to call it a signature moment, but the standout moment, the moment we will never forget, was 9/11. That's what you'll think of when you think of the aughts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and it ushered in the new era of terrorism, and that's, you know, at the forefront. At least it was for a while. I don't know if it still is with most Americans. I think we've kind of... It's still out there somewhere, but it's not.
But we got acclimated to it, and it affected servicemen and women and their families.
No doubt.
Huge. But the average civilian out there, I think it just seemed like they went back to, kind of life is normal. We stopped honking at each other for 2 days, and the end.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Sadly, it didn't change as much as maybe we hoped it would.
Yeah. And the wars that are being fought seem very remote to the average civilian who doesn't have someone who's in the military in their family.
You know, not only because of 9/11, but because of so many other moments or circumstances or storms or tragedies. To me, the aughts were very tumultuous. You had Katrina. You had Ike. The big hurricanes. You had, of course, 9/11. Yeah, you had Rita.
Was the tsunami during the aughts?
Yeah, the tsunami was.
Yeah.
You had the
financial collapse.
The two financial collapses, the one right after 9/11 and then the one last year. You had two major market dives. So to me, it was just a really unstable, unsettling, turbulent decade.
Yeah.
Had a controversial presidency that just drained you anytime you went out and people were talking politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's only been, 4 months since he's been in office or something like that?
Underrated. Underrated.
Well, you know
I enjoyed your handcrafted humor there.
Both of them very controversial.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt. And, I think that is the best way to put this decade in a category, is that it was very tumultuous. It was...
The Grego deal?
Yeah. We went through the Grego deal, yes, we
on
did.
On a very small scale for us.
Very small scale compared to what happened worldwide.
Okay, it's a little smaller than 9/11.
Yeah.
But
Cowboys didn't win a playoff game.
No, that remained constant in the aughts.
Mavericks collapsed in Miami.
Boy, it fell off precipitously, didn't it?
Rangers didn't win a playoff game.
So Eminem defined this decade in music?
That's a good one.
If you had to... Okay, he's artist of the decade by Billboard, but if you had to define this decade, what music would you play?
Killers.
Well, I think they're one of the greatest things about this
Spice
decade,
Girls.
But I don't know if they dominated like a lot of these other acts.
Well, let's look at it this way. What was the dominant music genre of the decade?
When did the boy bands get popular? That was 90s.
That was 90s,
hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop. So if it's hip-hop, then Eminem, right?
Yeah.
I tell you, one thing that was huge this decade was the rise to prominence of social networking. Your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter, all this stuff was in the aughts.
Yeah.
It was huge.
That's a good one.
It's changed the way we divorce.
Apparently.
The Tiger story? The Tiger story was so big and happens right here at the end of the aughts. Will we look back in 50 years at the aughts, and will that be one of the biggest stories, or is it just because it's so top of mind right now?
It depends on his recovery. It depends if he climbs back in the saddle and golfs and becomes he's a redeemed athlete, Then we'll forget about it a lot. But let's say he disappears, goes underground, and we heard from one source that said that, who actually knows Tiger, says that there may be a possibility, and his recommendation to Tiger would be to just quit golf.
Forever.
Just be done with it. And if that happens and Tiger goes underground and you never hear from him again, I think that that does become one of the biggest stories of the aughts.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if in 10 years saying, whatever happened to Tiger Woods?
And in sports, he is the face of this decade, right? Yeah,
I think so.
I mean, even if this nonsense hadn't happened here the last month, he would have still been this decade's sports personality. He was voted as that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's the face of the decade, sports-wise. What about the team of the decade?
It's got to be the Mariners.
What a terrible vote.
Patriots?
I thought Patriots first.
Yeah, we didn't really have a dominant team in baseball. Seemed like we had a different champ every year.
Spurs?
Spurs or Lakers in basketball, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How'd the Rays do in baseball?
They had one good year.
They had one good year.
There you go.
It's not enough to be the team of the decade.
No, and they didn't win at all. They just got to the World Series. You need at least one title. Yeah, Spurs or Lakers in basketball, football, Patriots, although some would say Colts.
Or Seahawks.
Especially if the Colts go undefeated. They go undefeated this season and win the Super Bowl, that'd be, even though the Super Bowl would occur in 2010, we'll say it's 2009 season, that would give them two titles, an undefeated season.
Something the Patriots couldn't do two years ago.
And maybe more consistent winning. I don't know which one of those teams has more wins in this decade, but it would be close. Indy does. So, yeah, could be Indy.
A lot of great radio moments in the aughts. The Kunkel interview, I believe, took place in the aughts. Let's take a listen to this.
The commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay. Do you like being chief of police?
Poor Kunkel.
Why are your recollections of the decade Grego related so much?
No, because he means a lot to me. If you want me to be honest with you.
Okay.
How do you handle that, Molly?
I don't know. He just kind of smashed it down my head, didn't he?
Jerk. That was the greatest volley smash since Norm smashed Gordon in the head with the JFK Jr.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
The 9-9 experience in on-air.
He said, so Norm, why'd you have such a problem with our broadcasting that morning? And Norm said, because I didn't think the death of John F. Kennedy Jr. was funny. And Gordon, for the first time, Gordon was speechless.
I just stared at him with big old puppy dog eyes. I don't know what to say. How do you fight back? Well, I do.
Right.
You can't. You can't say that.
No. Didn't think it was funny.
That was my greatest broadcast mistake of all time, was the JFK Jr. show. It was a tremendous miscalculation on my part. But I didn't have the most offensive lines. In my defense, Dave Lane handled it much worse than I did.
You encouraged it as the moderator.
I did not.
Yeah, you stirred it all up like you always do.
I never authorized the line that he uttered.
What about fashion? What will the aughts be remembered for fashion-wise?
Tattoo jeans. Tattoos went mainstream.
That's good.
How about the cougar? The rise of the cougar was in the aughts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Empowering older women everywhere.
Tattoos as good as a fashion statement. 90s, we had that grunge look. 80s, we had the parachute pants. 70s, the bell bottoms. What would be the aughts signature clothing look?
Skinny pants?
Yes. God, I hate skinny pants. I'm going to get rid of skinny pants.
What about the kids with the pants down to their knees?
Was that aughts?
Has that been around since the 90s, though?
Maybe.
It's the stupidest fashion ever.
Sagging.
Mm-hmm. I tell you another thing the aughts experienced, which was the rise of quality cable television. Did Sopranos start in the aughts?
Yeah.
But Sopranos, Sex in the City, now you have all these great shows, you know, Californication.
And yeah, television's definitely
this
changed.
Is all this quality cable entertainment.
Yeah, HBO led the way there.
Uh-huh. Curb.
Mm-hmm. Let's take some calls on what you think were the signature moments or things of the aughts, the decade that we're about to put in the books. To Vic in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Miller Man.
Hey.
Athlete of the decade, no Lance Armstrong mentioned?
Yeah, he should be mentioned. He finished second in that AP vote. Tiger was first, Armstrong second, and Federer third. It was definitely a decade for the big individual athlete, wasn't it? Not necessarily the athlete in the team sport, but yeah, Armstrong with all the tour wins and being not only the face of that sport, but the face of the fight against cancer. Pretty influential aughts figure.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Let's keep the Chris in Christmas this year, by the way. My thought was the Crocs seemed to be popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are God Crocs bless. The ones that you put the, is it gibbets in? What do you call those? You know what I'm talking about?
Not familiar with those.
Little things you put in the holes of the Crocs. Isn't that Crocs that you put the little Maybe. Decorations in, the flare?
I guess you could.
Giblets.
Maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's always a possibility.
Do you guys own Crocs?
No.
I don't. My kids do, though.
Never have.
I haven't either.
Kids love Crocs.
I wear cowboy boots wherever I go. You'll see me in jorts and cowboy boots.
Perfect.
Joseph in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, two quick ones. One, in the 90s, you were a skinhead if you shaved your head, but now it's, hey, you know, he's a good-looking guy. He's fit. He's not worried about his hair thinning out. He just shaves it all off.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big blow since about 01. And I believe Vaginal Slice Born was circa 2000, was
courage,
it not?
Courage.
Right on.
Courage.
Dominant music. Britney. Pink. Justin Timberlake. Any of those?
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce dominated.
There you go.
Jay-Z.
Any rock bands? Any rock bands dominate the aughts? U2 had a couple of big albums.
Foo Fighters.
But yeah, rock acts.
Coldplay.
Coldplay was up there, but I don't know if anyone started in the aughts and was just huge in the
Nickelback.
Aughts.
Nickelback. Steroids. Sports.
Yeah.
Steroids.
That was a big part of the sports.
Yeah.
That was the beating
headlines.
We went through every day.
Too big.
Yep.
Started taking them in the 90s, but it all came out in the aughts.
Tim in Fort Worth, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You got to go reality TV, don't you?
Yes.
American Idol.
Right.
Definitely. Survivor.
Yeah, that's
all of those.
Yeah.
The stars, all that.
American Idol, too.
Yeah.
Matt emails and says that gibbets are in Crocs. They're the little things you put in the holes of Crocs that make
good.
It more festive and decorative.
Good.
You know,
that's a, girl,
decorative
that's a girl thing, though, right? The guys do that, too?
No, I don't think guys do it. And then somebody else, Janet, emails and says, what about the green movement? You know, the whatever
of
Al Gore stuff.
Yes,
all that mess.
Boy, that's good,
and
too.
Hybrid cars. And
yes.
The whole entire green movement. And then John emails and says the completely shaved woman is the hallmark of the aughts.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah, the guy
Merry
talked
Christmas.
About the men shaving the top of their head.
Right.
Instead of going with the receding hairline, they
but
just shave it off now.
Women going Kojak down
what?
In their most lollipop of areas.
Said what?
Tobin emails and reminds us of maybe the biggest death of the decade, Michael Jackson. Would that be the number one death of the decade?
Good one. John Ritter died in the aughts.
That was a big one.
Yeah,
Walter Cronkite.
It was a big one.
Yeah, but
it was all
he
this
was
year.
120.
Reagan. Pope. They were both real old.
Yeah, those are old.
So they're not shocking. This has to be a shocking death.
Right. You had the king of pop. So that's like Elvis dying.
Yeah. It's got to be
Michael
Jackson.
Biggest death of the decade.
Did we have a big athlete death? Biggest
Chris
athlete
Henry?
Death? Probably
was
not
Reggie
the
White?
Biggest.
In the aughts?
Yeah, I believe so.
And the Sean Taylor
shooting?
Yeah, it was a shooting.
Brittany Murphy? No late entry? She doesn't trump Michael Jackson?
No,
she's been fascinated by it.
I'm not fascinated by it. I just report on it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in summation, thumbs up, thumbs down in the aughts. How do you feel leaving this decade?
It was a weird decade. I think it's a very hard decade to define.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of warm fuzzies about the decade.
No,
I do.
What?
I don't know.
The Michael Jackson death?
No, that's not a warm fuzzy for
Katrina?
Me. No, would you let me finish talking? No, I don't know. My life was real good in the aughts.
Well, yeah, I mean, personally.
The whole world went to hell in a handbasket, but you
no,
did okay.
No, that's all
so.
It counts. We're looking in general at the world and the country.
There
and
is a world? I just know about my life.
And yours was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah,
this decade,
I was kicking all kinds of ass.
All right, 8:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.